So, if you have purchased a puppy, a kitten, a rabbit recently, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know exactly what I'm talking about, but I am absolutely delighted that State Senator Tom Killian is on the phone with us today so he can help me make sense of all this. Welcome to the show, sir.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. So explain to me what the idea behind Victoria's Law is. This is really going after like pet stores, puppy mills. Is that right?
Yeah. What we're attempting to do here is to really close these irresponsible breeders that keep dogs, rabbits, and cats in, frankly, inhumane situations. It's Senate Bill 44, and it's a bipartisan bill. I've introduced it, and I as a Republican, and my prime co-sponsor is Andy Dinham, a Democrat from Chester County. And what we're trying to do here is stop the puppy mills from having a place to sell them. So we're going to require that pet stores can only source new puppies, rabbits, and kittens from reputable breeders or rescue facilities. And that way, we cut off the supply. And we're also going to provide transparency. They have to post in their ads, their license number, in their shop where the animals came from. That way, an irresponsible breeder will have no place to sell their pets. And then they're going to have to shut down.
So how would you know? I mean, obviously, a place that's a puppy mill is not going to identify themselves as a puppy mill. So how is that determined?
That's the key point, because now we're focused on the pet stores, like making sure that they understand that they could lose their license if they, in fact, are getting their puppies from a puppy mill. When they advertise and in their store, they have to say where the puppies and the rabbits and the kittens were sourced. In other words, where did they come from? And so therefore, an irresponsible puppy mill. Won't be able to sell to them because they're not going to put their own business at risk now.
So as it is right now, it's almost like let the buyer beware, because you get sucked in by this cute little face or these little puppy dog eyes. But sometimes buyers have no idea that the puppy they're buying just underneath the surface has a lot of issues.
Exactly. This bill is named after a beautiful German Shepherd who was in the Capitol numerous times, named Victoria. She was locked up for 10 years in a cage, bred repeatedly. They estimate she delivered over 150 to 200 pups. She also had a genetic disorder that resulted in paralysis for her. She has passed that on to all those puppies. So anyone who bought a puppy that was just offspring of Victoria is going to face this issue with their dog will become paralyzed. Because they were at the point of buying it, they didn't know where. It was a beautiful little German Shepherd puppy, and they had no idea that where she came from, where the puppy came from, and the lineage of the parents.
And then at this point, the buyer would have no recourse in this case, correct?
No, not at all. And we had a great event yesterday. Leslie Nichols, one of the stars at Downton Abbey, mm-hmm. Mrs. Pavlov. She came into the Capitol, and we did a press conference. She's a big animal rights person. But the day before, she toured with the Humane Society, who I've been working closely on the bill, this bill. They do an awesome job. She toured a puppy mill.
Mm.
She said she cried her eyes out and teared up yesterday at the press conference. She talked about what she saw at that puppy mill.
So what happens next?
Well, the bill has we're up to 28 co-sponsors. I mean, as you know, we only need 26 votes in the Senate, we think this is budget week. We're not going to get to it this week.
Okay.
But as soon as we get back in the fall and hit the ground running, this will be my top priority to move it out of committee. It's currently in the Agricultural Committee. Move it out of the Ag Committee. It's the Judiciary Committee. Move it out of Judiciary Committee and get it to the Senate floor, and then move it over to the House. The governor's already indicated that he will support the bill. He'll sign the bill when it gets to his desk.
So I'm curious, since you introduced the bill, have you heard from consumers that have either spent a fortune or had their hearts broken?
Yeah, I've had friends and family that have bought from pet stores over the years, and dogs ended up having issues, genetic issues. It's actually fairly common. When you overbreed and you don't really care about what it is you're selling, the puppies, you know, these puppy mills, all they care about is production and get them out the door, and they'll never see them again, and they're not going to be put in the bill for any disorders the puppies may have.
Wow, so interesting. Senator, thank you so much for joining us, Senator Tom Killian. It's an interesting proposal. I think you'll get a lot of support. We'll watch to see how it works its way through the system, through the process. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.